Now joined by head coach Bill Gooden of the Princeton Lady Tigers. I was. This is try number two on the interview. We were rolling along on interview number one a minute in. I learned something new, Bill. If you hit the space bar on my on my keyboard here, it stops my recording. That wasn't a good deal.
No, well, everybody gets it's good to have a little education every day.
Hey, if you're not learning something every day, then you need to do something else with your life.
That's right.
So as far as the game yesterday goes, this is what I asked you before. We had to do a take two. Not a win last night, but both teams played well. It's a fun game for me to broadcast. And at the end of the day, especially going into the districts next week where your team would like to make a run, getting games in at this time of year is really important. And everything came together really quickly yesterday to get those games underway.
Right. We didn't get the game scheduled till about 1:30, and I think it was close to 2:30 before we got the officials hired. And trying to find officials on such late notice, we were very fortunate to get an official from Centerville, Kirksville, and Ridgeway that was available to come and do the game. And it was just really good to have a game. Kids, of course, had their practice equipment here and was looking to practice, but it was just nice to have a ball game against a really good opponent.
So I'm watching, and obviously the first quarter was very enjoyable for like offensive basketball. Both teams are hitting shots. It's back and forth, and I kind of have that realization at the end of the first quarter. You know, and I've been talking with Bill the last, month and a half. We've been talking about the defense, and both teams struggled offensively last night. So at least in the first quarter, that was, I'm sure Coach Simler on the other side to say the same thing. Both teams kind of struggled to stop the other.
Well, that's true, and, we came out man-to-man, we played a man the last time, and we actually gave up, I think, more points last night than we have against anybody this year. But we was able to put the ball in the hole a little bit. It was kind of an entertaining game. It was really a pretty clean game. We didn't turn the ball over an awful lot, but when we had turnovers, they came at just the wrong time, and we would get down by 9 or 10, and then we would scratch and claw and cut it to a 1 or 3 point game, and then we'd have a couple of quick turnovers and. They would come down and hit a three or get a two and get us back down by nine. It was just kind of that way the whole night. It was like 3.5 minutes to go. I think we were down three and had the ball and turned it over, and they go down and hit about a 25-foot three-point shot. And, the Pauley girls is a pretty darn good player, going to be a really good player. But they've got a couple other girls that have stepped up their game also.
Well, and the thing that really hurt you last night, too, was Milan wants to get you over to the sideline. They want to trap you against that sideline double team. If they can get you against the timeline, it's even better. Then it's a triple team, and they got you a couple times in that spot.
Yes, they did. And the first time we played them, that didn't happen. They didn't do that, and we had another game film on them, and we'd watched it, and that didn't really happen. But last night, that kind of caught us by surprise. We didn't take care of it. I think later on we did handle it better in the second half, but the first half it gave us some fits, and they were just being more aggressive on defense and more aggressive on offense, and we had to kind of step up our aggressive, being more aggressive. We just kind of let them shove us around on defense, and they give them the credit. That was a good ploy on their part, and it took us a while to kind of get over that.
We know that Peyton Gooden's a good scorer for you. Jalen is as well. But we've talked through the last month or so since Christmas about how, Batson's looking for offense more. Lacey Lewis is looking for offense more. And they shot it and they played with confidence and they scored the ball pretty well for you last night, Coach.
Yes, they did. And, Peyton had a really good game. I think she had 24 points. And Jalen had a pretty good game also. And then Kennedy, I think, had a three and a two, and then Lacey did some pretty good scoring for us, and so did Lindsay. And then Jasmine Allen came off the bench, as she always does, and provided quite a bit for us defensively and had a couple of baskets. So we had a little more balance last night, and our seniors kind of led the attack a little bit, and you like to see that, especially at this time of year.
So as far as this tournament goes next week, and I didn't realize this until I printed off the bracket, I'm starting to look at it. Your team is quality and well above 500, and you're a 6 seed, which when I look at the two of those, I go, this district's, I don't know if there's that one team out there that's sitting there at 20-0 like the Milan boys on the other side of the bracket, but this district is really, really stacked with a bunch of really good basketball teams. This is going to be a tough tournament next week.
Well, there is, and Scotland County is the one seed, and basically I think, we're new to this going that direction, but the way I understand it, Scotland has played in the district championship the last 3 or 4 years. I think they went to the Final Four here about two or three years ago, and they've got the same record. I think Milan had beaten them or maybe just lost to them really close earlier in the year. And it's just, we were 12-5 and actually had the best record the day we seeded. And so, you know, there was, I think, four of the eight teams that had 12 wins, and we had the fewer losses. And then I think there's two teams, South Shelby was 11-11, and then you had two teams that had 5-7 wins. So it's a very balanced district.
41-36, so it was one of those low-scoring games on Saturday in the crossover game against North Andrew. Coach, what cost the Tigers in that one?
Well, you know, I really enjoyed the crossover game. I really liked that format they did this year. North Andrew, they've got a pretty good ball club, and they've got a pretty decent record, and they had split with Worth County. And, you know, they had a 6'2 girl inside, and I can't remember her name, but I could sure see her number 10. But they were just very good with a high-low combination, and we just got ourselves in trouble. We could hang around in it, and we just couldn't get over the hump to get. We kind of went cold from the floor. We didn't turn the ball over very much. I think we had 12 turnovers for the night, for the afternoon. But they were just a little bit too much for us inside. When you've got a 6'2 girl that can shoot the ball pretty good and a point guard that can shoot the ball and can handle the ball a little bit, that's a pretty good combination to have.
Yeah, at the Class 1 level especially, you got the guard who can handle and you got the big inside. It's pretty good. They'll certainly with the game last night, Coach, and then you have a game tonight, and if weather holds, you got Pattonsburg coming to your place tomorrow night. Coming off of last night, did you see any signs of fatigue or lack of practice or, you know, rustiness or anything like that?
Well, definitely some rustiness, but offensively I thought we shot the ball fairly well. And against their pressure, we did have, I think, 17 or 18 turnovers, which is we don't like that. But I thought we handled it pretty well. The conditioning's not there. We're fairly athletic, and these girls, just through their natural metabolism, they're a pretty good conditioned group. They can go a little bit longer, and I'm talking about Kennedy and Lindsay and Allison and Jalen and Lacey. We're not in very good shape, but I think we're in better shape than a lot of the other teams.
Yeah, I agree with you, and then you go a little bit deeper than some other teams, too. So we'll just kind of mention the games here, and then we'll take a sneak peek at Monday. At King City tonight, and then Pattonsburg at Princeton on Friday. That's the way the schedule sits right now. Certainly it looks like the weather will hold tonight, and Princeton will make that drive over to King City tonight. Marceline, Coach, I've seen the Lady Tigers a couple of times. They're a 3-seed, you're a 6-seed, but the records are very similar. 5:45 Monday on KTTN over at Schuyler County. What do you know about the Marceline Tigers?
Well, I know they've played Milan twice and split with Milan. They defeated Milan, I think, at the NCMC Holiday Hoops, and then Milan turned around and beat them pretty handily down at the Marceline Tournament, I believe is where it was at. They've split with a couple other teams in our district. They're kind of a lot like us. They rely quite a bit on the three-point shot. They play pretty good defense. They get after it a little bit. They've got, somebody said last night, they have like 5 games in 6 nights here before district to play basketball. So, you know, they're kind of like the rest of us trying to play their way in shape and get some games made up. I know that conference is way behind on a lot of their games. They're trying to having to jam a bunch of games together. So it'll be a game that, you know, I think if we play well, we can win. And we just got to take care of our business and take care of the ball and put the ball in the hole, and we'll be all right.
Yeah, 5:45 on Monday, KTTN 92.3. It feels like a game that's going to come down to the fourth quarter. I think it's going to be one of the better matchups you can find for a 3-6 matchup. Obviously, snow and the amount of snow that we get tomorrow, Coach, plays into this. But if you're able to, between your games over the next 24 hours and the game on Monday, will there be any gym time, any practice for the girls this weekend?
Yeah, we'll come in probably Sunday and have a short workout. You know, if we get 3 games in 3 days here and then take Saturday off and then come in Sunday and watch game film and kind of go over some stuff a little bit and see if there's any changes we need to make, we'll have a little workout on Sunday and then get ready to go play on Monday.
Here's the dates for Princeton. I've got a garbage can right in front of my calendar. That doesn't work. For Monday, it's Marceline Princeton, 5:45. A semifinal on that side of the bracket is Thursday night at 8:15. Championship is 1 week from Saturday, February 23rd at 3:15. They're over at Schuyler County. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck over at King City tonight.
Thank you, Tom.